Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. How many of you honestly believe a poor man is as likely to receive justice in American courts of law as a rich man? If the evidence against a poor black man had been so overwhelming as that against O.J. Simpson, is there any possibility he would have escaped conviction and probably execution? All of us know that in almost all cases where the poor are pitted in a court of law against the rich, the poor are not going to fare very well. That is the reason the Bible says, "You shall not rest the judgment of your poor in his cause." Exodus 23:6. The Revised Standard Version renders that verse, "You shall not pervert the justice due to the poor in his suit." The book of Exodus was written more than 3,000 years ago, and yet it uncovers some of the great injustices which exist in every society in the world. Rich people have almost always taken advantage of poor people. The book of James warns against abusing and misusing the poor. "Come now, you rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have reaped treasure together for the last days. Behold the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, cries, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived in pleasure on the earth, and been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you." James 5:1-6. Our courts are supposed to treat everyone fairly. So how do the poor so often come out on the short end of the stick? The answers are not difficult to discover. In too many cases, there is overt prejudice against the poor. It may stem, in some cases, from a belief that poor people are poor because they are lazy, unconcerned, and ignorant. Tragically, that is the case with some of the poor. But it is not true of all the poor. Poor people are often assumed to be guilty of whatever they are accused of doing just because they are poor. That is prejudice pure and simple. There is no justification for such prejudice. In most cases where the poor are involved in lawsuits, they cannot afford the high-powered attorneys which the rich have at their disposal. What poor man could have hired F. Lee Bailey, Johnny Cochran, Alan M. Dershowitz, and other nationally known attorneys to combat the charges brought against them? The poor, in too many cases, have to depend on court-appointed lawyers, many of whom have little interest in their cases and are not always well prepared to defend their clients. Why will a court-appointed lawyer work night and day to defend someone he did not choose as a client in the first place? Obviously, that is not always the case. Many court-appointed attorneys and public defenders are diligent in their legal work, but some of them are not so well qualified as are the more higher-powered attorneys. If you think this may not be a fair assessment of our courts of law, you can read almost any book dealing with the topic to learn what actually occurs in our legal system. Of this fact, you can be absolutely assured. God takes note of what occurs in our courts. He does not condone mistreating anyone, rich or poor. He does not want the poor to receive special treatment, nor does he want the rich to be soaked just because they are rich. We must be fair in dealing with all people. Thank you, and may God bless you.